Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Brenda Wells. She is the Director of Engagement for the Florida Springs Council. And every summer they have a fun event, a fundraiser, and actually it's a free event, but people can come and donate in various capacities. It's going to be on July 18th, 5 to 10 p.m. at First Magnitude Brewing Company, which is off South Main Street in downtown Gainesville. And it's called the Florida Springs Council Swamp Boogie. So, Brenda, that's a cool name. Tell us a little bit more about this event.
Thank you, Sue. I love that name. It came out of the fact that we were hosting an event in July in Florida.
And I know about those things.
Yes, and you just have to embrace the fact that it's going to be hot and humid and swampy. And really, we're here to protect the swamps, so it just felt right to embrace the swampiness of it, and go with that. I love the vibe.
And in terms of boogie, what exactly? You have some bands that will be performing?
We do. We will have, for the third year in a row, American Dream Survivors. It's a band that has worked with us before. We love them. They're sort of they're hard to describe. Folk, but with a punk and gothic twist, and we'll also have the Corvids with us. Should be a fun night of music.
Are these local groups that are coming?
Those two are local, yes.
Nice. And so is there a particular, do you have to wear like kind of a monster from the Black Lagoon costume to get in, or is it just anything?
Wear whatever gets you through a hot and humid day.
Or some Florida Springs Council swag. I saw there's quite a bit available
there. We'll have plenty of that there for you. It's one of the ways that you can support Springs Protection. That's one reason we have this event is free for everyone to attend, but we want to give you plenty of options to support our work, and one of those would be some really great Springs merchandise that we have.
I know you're really good with trying to protect the springs and getting grassroots organizations involved. Is there still a continued danger to Florida Springs right now?
Yes, there is a continued danger to Florida Springs. And this is a long-term thing. We have, the continued threats of overpumping and too much pollution, which as pollution rises, one thing that we've worked on a lot more lately is springs flow, how much the more water that we pull out for industry, farms, lawns, showers, what have you, the less there is for our environment. And as the water flow goes down, the concentration of pollution increases. So we have not only more pollution entering our aquifer and springs, but it's becoming more concentrated as we have less water. So it's sort of an ever-increasing threat.
So I know that you work with policy, law, and grassroots action to help the springs. Are you going to have some advocates there at this event just to kind of explain what's going on and how they can help, maybe by volunteering or maybe even become a member?
Absolutely. That is one thing about breweries that we've loved, because we want to meet environmentalists and activists where they are. And that doesn't tend to be sort of the bingo hall of the local small town. It's where they gather, and breweries have been so open to hosting us and the advocates and getting us together, and it also fosters that the conversations. People aren't afraid to ask questions and get to know us. Actually, I was thinking about we've had brewery events for years now. And I was thinking about where we've met most of our best volunteers. One of our board members, they were all, we first met them at brewery events.
Nice. Is this Swamp Boogie, is this the first time or you've done it in the past as well?
We have done it in the past. This is our third annual Swamp Boogie. And I want to give credit where credit is due. This idea was born of an artist who we work with. He works under the name Old Florida Vibes. His name is Hunter Turner. And pretty much every successful creative endeavor we've done has come out of the beautiful and weird brain of Old Florida Vibes. And he actually put this together the first year. The images that come with Swamp Boogie, you'll see, are very, that Old Florida look. And that's all thanks. It's a combination of his artwork and his ability to kind of pull that vibe together. He's worked with us for years.
That's neat. Well, I'm assuming that people can get adult beverages at this event made right there on premises by First Magnitude Brewing. Are there going to be food trucks there as well?
Yes.
I know they vary from day to day. So
they vary from day to day, and I know that they're going to be there.
Well, a lot of times it's a last-minute decision because we've had events there, too, and we think all these food trucks are coming, and then, oh, look, surprise,
yep,
other
we'll
ones.
Have
but they're always
trucks,
good.
Beverages, always good, yes. Food trucks, beverages, artists will be there. A lot of the artists tend to be sort of nature-centered. Mm-hmm. So if you're a nature lover, water lover, there's not just going to be Springs merchandise there, but also some of our artist friends who we've developed relationships with are going to be there with their artwork. We're going to have some of our organizational friends, like Reptile Preservation Institute has always been there every year with live reptiles. Mm-hmm. So it adds a lot of
We used to have an employee here at the college, Brent Fannin, and I know he's done a lot of stuff with Florida Springs Council, but he would show up with the occasional critter from the deep.
That sounds very Brent-like.
Yes, he always wanted to have an alligator in the dean's office. He thought it would be really cool because he was a licensed alligator handler. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. You know, gators are good, but not in the office.
They're good where they belong.
So you're expecting a fairly big crowd. I know it's hot and muggy, but there are some air-conditioned spaces in First Magnitude.
Yeah, and, you know, I think people in Gainesville get used to just getting out and having fun. You don't stay inside all summer. And this is a place where I think you can just go out and sweat with your friends and you know, go inside and get a little relief. There will be, you know, indoor areas, outdoor areas, the bands will be going on, the food trucks, the artists. And we actually, this year, we have a live glass blower. That's an addition for this year, and I'm excited about that.
That's pretty cool. And there is parking. I remember that there were additional areas that First Magnitude tends to provide during special events.
Yes. I've never had a trouble with parking at First Magnitude.
Especially in the summer. There always seems to be a little extra parking available. So, and of course, it's on a bus route, too. So that might be another option for people to get down there. It's in downtown Gainesville. It's on South Main. It's kind of, I guess you would say, maybe south of the Cave Museum. That gives people a little geographical presence
same
of where
area.
To go. It's going to be on July 18th from 5 to 10 p.m. And it's going to be at First Magnitude Brewing Company, as we said, off South Main. And it's free and open to the public. But, of course, donations are accepted, and we hope that everyone will take a minute to appreciate the value of Florida Springs and maybe donate a dollar or two.
Exactly.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we talk about more about what the Florida Springs Council has done and maybe plans for the future, because I know Florida is an ever-changing environment, and, you know, government changes constantly, but with climate change, it's changed a lot as well. So all the impacts. So anyway, Brenda, we'll be right back in just a minute. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Brenda Wells, and she's the Engagement Director for the Florida Springs Council, a very worthy organization that we have that is dedicated to preserving and finding the laws and the policy that can help preserve it for future generations. And they're having a special event on July 18th. It's free and open to the public. However, donations are gladly accepted so that they can keep doing the good work that they do to preserve the springs. It's going to be at First Magnitude Brewing. It's off South Main in downtown Gainesville. The time is from 5 to 10 p.m., and there's a lot of great bands. Kind of punk, folk, gothic, interesting combination. And you do not have to wear a Monster of the Swamp costume to get in. But there's plenty of artists that are going to be there as well, showcasing their work as well as swag and opportunities for membership and opportunities to volunteer. If you're going to volunteer for the organization, what would that entail?
We have had quite a few volunteers, and I think I mentioned before that we tend to meet them at these brewery events because you really get to know if there's sort of a if you click, if your interests align. Because we do so much policy work and legal work, our volunteers do tend to be people who are interested in organizing grassroots campaigns or helping us to communicate what's going on. We've had a lot of volunteers help us with that, especially people who are really familiar with their local communities. I live here in Gainesville. Our other staff lives in Jacksonville or Winter Garden, but Springs are spread out all over the state.
They're all over Florida.
We depend on people who know their local spring sheds and their local communities to help us whenever there's an issue to get in there and, know who to talk to and what would be the best strategy to get something accomplished. So that's been one good way. We have interns who work with us sometimes. They tend to be, associated with the law clinic or a sustainability clinic at FSU. But we will love to talk to you about your interests if you'd like to help out.
That's great. So you do have kind of a volunteer contingent right now?
We do. And depending on what your interests are, if it doesn't match, what we do day to day, we know so many of our local Springs groups that might have something that matches your interests.
That's great. So what are some of the other success stories for Florida Springs Council? Have you brought forth some issues that have actually had a positive outcome with, I guess, the Florida legislature is kind of your biggest challenge?
We're in the Capitol every legislative session, which, that's really sort of our busy season because that's where a lot of decisions that are going to affect our environment and our waterways are happening. And it goes so fast and there's so much happening. This past session actually went, you'd think it was just a complete circus, looking from the outside, but this last legislative session, we felt it actually went pretty well. Not so much because we got a lot of good bills through, but because working with other organizations, and that's really key, there were some bad bills that did not make it through. And most of those bills, as you can imagine, were making it easier for developers to take over land without, being regulated, or to bring cattle to graze on public lands. These are things that now aren't happening this year because they were defeated in the legislature.
Wow. Well, that's good. I mean, at least you controlled things, bad things from happening.
Yes.
That's nice. Well, what other events do you do throughout the year? I know you have the Swamp Boogie, but I'm sure there's other gatherings that you host.
We do. And it's fun because springs are spread out all over the state. We get to go to other communities outside of Alachua County. Alachua County is kind of where our heart is. It's the Springs heartland, after all. But we will have our 10th anniversary celebration. We are 10 years old this year.
Wow, that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you. We'll have our celebration down at Wakaiva Island in Longwood. That'll be a big event.
Is that Wakaiva Springs?
It is right on the Wakaiva River.
Nice.
It is a gorgeous spot. We still have brewery events all over the state. Lately we've been at Sanford, Winter Garden, Winter Park. We'll be in Fernandina Beach this weekend. We travel all over the state so that we can meet new members, figure out, what people are concerned about. What should we be addressing? What questions can we answer? Because being behind an email address or a website isn't always the best place to be. Being out there where you can come and just chat over a beer.
Well, it seems like maybe some communities have answers that other communities could use without going through the whole process of trying to figure out the problem. So sharing information sounds like a big part of this organization. I thought it was just Gainesville, quite frankly, or Alachua County, but now I'm amazed that it's the entire state of Florida.
Yeah, wherever springs occur, which is, roughly from just west of Tallahassee to the I-4 corridor. So we will be wherever there's a spring.
So pretty much North Florida is what you're saying.
North Central Florida.
North Central, yeah.
You don't see springs, there's an area of Florida that tends to have these springs because of the geography. And so that's where we're concentrated.
And that's the Florida aquifer, is that correct?
Exactly. The aquifer spreads a little bit farther than that, but the springs pop up roughly in this area between Tallahassee and Orlando.
Wow, that's amazing. So you have a very small staff, but evidently a very large outreach.
That is something that we have been not surprised by, but It was a very big goal of ours when we started 10 years ago. We had two of us on staff and zero members. You know, you start from nothing. And Springs did not have the statewide awareness that, you know, you've got the Everglades. And even though I'm not near the Everglades, I know the environmental issues happening there. Same with the coast. We're inland here in Gainesville, but we take care of our coasts. Those areas have traditionally had a lot of resources. That's where the population centers are. And so they've had a lot of attention put on those areas environmentally. The Springs have kind of felt forgotten. And I feel like over the past 10 years, with our outreach, our grassroots efforts, our membership has grown to 10,000. It has become more of a statewide issue. And I think awareness has grown tremendously in the past 10 years.
Well, that's incredible that your 10,000 member database
Yes.
is quite an achievement, I have to say.
I agree.
Another great achievement is that you're having a big event on July 18th at First Magnitude Brewing Company. And it is just off South Main. It's kind of south of the Cade Museum, Creativity. And there's plenty of parking. At these events, they always seem to make sure that people can park. We've got bands performing. We've got food trucks. We've got artists showing their works. The best part is it's free and open to the public. However, let's be real, it's a fundraiser. So anything that you can donate, every little bit, as I know in public broadcasting, every little bit makes a difference. So we hope you can go out there. And since I said it's free and open to the public, you know, tickets are not an issue, but 5 to 10 p.m., enjoy some really interesting music that was described earlier. And, of course, if you want to find out more about the Florida Springs Council, what is your web address?
FloridaSpringsCouncil.org. You can find out about our upcoming events there. The Swamp Boogie is right there on the first page if you need more information. And one very important thing is that if you want to stay informed and become a Springs advocate, that's also right there on the first page. You can sign up.
Great. Sounds good. Well, Brenda, thank you. Congratulations on the 10th anniversary. And congratulations. I know it's going to be a success already. Swamp Boogie, here you come.
Thank you.
That was Florida Springs Council Engagement Director Brenda Wells speaking about the Florida Springs Celebration on July 18th in Gainesville. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online to wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT Media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.